AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. A couple of heavyweights and top 10 teams met in college basketball Sunday as number 2 Purdue traveled to number 6 Wisconsin. Chuck Friedman fills us in.
Purdue took control midway through the first half, went on a 12-3 run, and led for the rest of the game in a 75-69 win over Wisconsin. Boilers center Zach Edey was dominating again. 18 points, 13 rebounds.
We did a lot of the winning plays, but like the shots didn't go in. I think we rebounded the ball pretty well. We took care of the ball for the most part. We were getting good shots. We played pretty hard, but the shots didn't go in.
The Boilermakers came into a loud atmosphere and fended off every run the Badgers would make. They led briefly by as many as 10. Lance Jones had 20 points. Tyler Wall had a season-high 20 for Wisconsin. Purdue maintains its first-place lead in the Big Ten.
And one other game of note in that same Big Ten conference as number 14 Illinois down Nebraska 87-84 in overtime. To the NBA, and it was a game of Phoenix Suns players circled in advance. Craig Heiss reports from our nation's capital.
Bradley Beal returned to Washington and torched his former team with 43 points as the Suns throttled the Wizards 140-112. Beal was 16 of 21 from the floor, including 4 three-pointers.
It was just good to be able to just get in a good flow and good rhythm, and you know, what better place to do it than your old home. I was just fortunate, man. My teammates were encouraging, uplifting, and they really wanted to get the win for me, too.
Yusuf Nurkic had 18 points and 13 rebounds. Kevin Durant added 18 as well. The Suns finish up their 7-game road trip 4-3.
And down in South Florida, Dave Ferry tells us of a matchup of two teams loaded with veterans.
Kawhi Leonard and James Harden each had double-doubles to lead the Clippers past the Heat 103-95 in Miami. Leonard provided 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists as head coach Tyronn Lue's team improved to 5-1 on its 7-game road trip.
Just having that mindset and that we're going to try to win every game. And I give the guys credit. They've been doing that. And we have a lot of talent and we have a lot of guys willing to sacrifice to do whatever it takes to win, and that's what we did.
Harden had 21 points, 11 assists, and 8 boards to help the Clippers win their third straight and 16th in their last 19 games. Miami shot just 8-for-29 from three-point range. Jimmy Butler was high man for the Heat with 21 points, and Terry Rozier added 17.
Maybe the game of the night was played in Oklahoma City as the Thunder had 4 players score at least 20 points as they defeated Toronto 135-127 in double overtime for coach Mark Dagnault.
So we went down by 23 and the game kind of tested us as to whether or not we were going to kind of stay with that even though we weren't getting the direct results. And to the team's credit, we stayed on it, you know, and let the game turn. And it was an impressive show of confidence by our team to just kind of, you know, confidence in each other and then constant confidence in themselves to go out there and get that one.
Coming up next, we have more of the night in the NBA. In Boston, the Celtics broke out of the gates fast and never looked back. They blew out Memphis 131-91. Jason Tatum scoring 34 points, and he's proud to be a Celtic.
When you put this jersey on and you respect the game and respect the organization and respect the people that came before you by, you know, essentially giving it your all every single night.
Orlando got 38 points from Franz Wagner, 111-99 over Detroit. Indiana down Charlotte, 115-99. Anthony Edwards scored 32 points as Minnesota ran by Houston, 111-90. Utah won on its home court, 123-108 over Milwaukee. And Denver beat Portland, 112-103. Off the court, Philadelphia center Joel Embiid. He will undergo a procedure to repair his meniscus injury, and he's now expected to miss an extended period of time. In golf, rain washed out the final round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am with the tournament shortened to 54 holes. Wyndham Clark was declared the winner. Meanwhile, on the LIV circuit, the first tournament of the season went to Joaquin Niemann, who defeated Sergio Garcia in a playoff. And soccer news, MetLife Stadium in New Jersey will be the site of the 2026 World Cup Championship game. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.